Guys, it's Wenchness. I thought I would do another questionnaire because I've only done the one, and I don't know, some people might want to know things, strangely enough. So I'm going to do Deadly Lucky 7777 Jackpot questionnaire, because I like to say jackpot for one. So here we go. First part being the sensual question. Describe your most romantic date. If you haven't been on one, describe your ideal romantic date. Well, I have been on a few dates, though I don't know if I would say any of them have been particularly fantastically romantic, but sometimes I don't really do romantic. I do silly. I like museums and zoos and that sort of thing, where I tend to either run around in awe or run around like a five-year-old. So, something like that, just something really easygoing, honestly isn't, I know that isn't really what a lot of people think is romantic, but, you know, if someone can go out with me and let me be that silly person I am, that gets major, major, major points with me. If I were to bring you your favorite flowers, what would they be? Lilies, for sure. Preferably stargazer lilies, but I don't actually have a specific type that I have the one type I value over others, but I like lilies of all kinds so much to the point I have a tattoo of a lily on the inside of my left ankle. Third question, which of the following would be your ideal way to spend quality time with a partner? Going out for a night on the town, hitting the gym, staying home, watching Netflix, playing video games, doing outdoorsy stuff, etc., or just working on chores. Like I said, I'm pretty simple in this regard. As far as I like museums, I like zoos, I like really, really fun stuff. Just getting out and exploring. So I don't know if that counts as any certain, because it's not really getting out for a night on the town, but it's also not always outdoorsy. So there you go. The sweetest thing anyone has ever said or done for you or to you. I was in the hospital 2 years ago. I had a staph infection, and I was freaking out, like, hardcore, and my boyfriend at the time actually stayed in the hospital with me overnight and slept on the floor because he didn't want to leave, and that was actually really, really sweet. No, he didn't have to do that. Jeez. What is your favorite rom-com? Oh god, I don't even know. I mean, I like a lot of silly movies, and I don't know if any of them are particularly rom-coms or not, but if I was going to go and find one in the genre, as it were, probably Secretary with Maggie Gyllenhaal and James Spader. I will watch that movie over and over again, so take that where you will. Let's say you are on a really big first date and you really want to impress the other person. You both order the lightly seared salmon, the waiter hands you the wine menu. What type of wine do you choose? Honestly, I don't know. I'm not, like, I like wine, but I am by no means any sort of wine aficionado. And quite frankly, I prefer mixed drinks anyway. So I would, despite the fact it's probably terrible to go with salmon, I would probably be looking for martinis instead of wine. Okay, this one is going to hit some people, but it's important to be honest. In a relationship, do you tend to be too needy, too distant, or you feel you do just fine, and it's clearly the other person's fault? I've been told in the past that I can be emotionally distant because I have this giant fear of everything blowing up in my face and getting hurt in the end. So that tends to be one of the problems I have with people, is I will just close myself off because I don't want to take that risk. And it's one of those things I like to think I'm working on, but I can't say I'm there completely. On to the silly questions, which are going to be the hard ones. Trust me, I've looked at this survey for a couple days and literally been going, oh crap. What do I answer this with? So, one, if your vagina had a name, what would it be? Yeah, I don't know. I really don't. I think that I have to think about it a little bit. Honestly, it would probably be Athena for mythological purposes, but I really just can't see myself going, oh yeah, you want to hit Athena like a fist of an angry god. Totally. But so, there's that. Oh, fuck, kill, marry. Ronald McDonald, Spock, and Bigfoot. I can argue that I've already fucked Bigfoot. See some of my exes. Definitely kill Ronald McDonald, and as strange as it sounds, marry Spock. Then again, that shouldn't surprise with emotional distances and logic and such. Three, if you had a penis, how big would you want it to be? This is gonna sound like I'm squirming out of that question, but I don't know. I'm not gonna say I don't think about size, because I totally do, but I don't know if I can think of it in a way that, I don't know. I mean, I could say big enough and hope that's good, because God forbid, having been on that side, I don't need someone's dick being so big that, you know, I'm like, you came in my brain. So I'm just gonna go with big enough, and that's gonna be my cheat. Number four. There is no escape. You must choose to be attacked by either one horse-sized duck or 200 duck-sized horses. Which do you choose? I'm going to go with the one horse-sized duck because 200 duck-sized horses, I'm a little bit of a klutz, and I would probably trip over one, and then I would be devoured by duck-sized horses or zombies. Are they zombie horses? God, I hope not. So, I don't know. Would you rather be able to have an unlimited amount of orgasms in a day without getting sore or fatigued, or only be able to have one really intense orgasm that lasted 30 minutes? Without a doubt, I'd go with the unlimited without getting sore. Your partner asks you to dress up like a clown for sexy time. Do you do it? Sure, why not? I mean, I'm not exactly afraid of clowns, but I definitely would not be able to keep a straight face the whole time, so I hope it would not be, like, rape, murder, serious clown, because I wouldn't be able to. I'd be laughing too hard. And the other question that I've been sitting here thinking about for a couple days. Number seven. If you discovered a time machine that would allow you to bang one historical figure, mainly for bragging rights, who would you choose and why? I really, really had to put some thought into this one, despite the fact it's a silly question, because, well, I'm very big on musicians. Like, I think in another life, perhaps I was a serious, serious groupie. So, who knows? But I went to musicians, yes, but historical figures. God, it's the why that really has me caught up, because I'm just going, I don't know why I would bang a historical figure for bragging rights, but I'm gonna go two for one and have a Lewis and Clark threesome, because, well, quite honestly, you knew those guys were ready to explore, pun intended. And now on to the sexy questions. If you use toys when you masturbate, describe them in harrowing detail. Colors, textures, dimensions, etc. If not, what toys would you like to try? Oh, I have toys. I have toys and I like my toys. I'll get my drawer, my little box out of here and go ahead and let you guys in on what I work with. Favorites are both OVO silicone vibrators. One is a clitoral stimulator that is about I don't have a ruler in here, but let's say about 6.5 inches, almost 7 maybe? For one of them that is white and chrome, that's the clitoral simulator. Like I said, they're both, this and my other favorite are a really high-grade silicone, so they look kind of natural. And then my other one is a magenta OVO vibrator. Once again, silicone. This one is about 6.5, 7 inches as well. Though it's a rabbit vibrator, so the actual length I can put in is about 4 or 5 or so. And it has the rabbit ears for the clitoral stimulation. And that's my favorite. I also have a magenta silver plastic diamond studded almost, well, with the diamond shapes rather, vibrator from the Hustler store. I don't use it very often, but sometimes I gotta use it. And then I have just a little bullet vibrator that's red and black, also from the Hustler store. So that's all I have at present, but that doesn't mean I'm not gonna pour. I just have my favorites, and I like to stick with those. So, in detail, describe a fantasy that you would like to see come true one day. Oh god, this one's gonna sound horrible, but I don't know if I can answer it, because I would more than likely just start naming names, but because there are a few people on GWA that I would most certainly call a fantasy, because god damn. Anyhow, they know who they are, I'm sure. I make my fangirling a little on the obvious side, but I look at it this way. All feedback, especially positive feedback, is good feedback. So we need to be needs to be well known to them that they are thoroughly enjoyed. As far as not naming names, though, I'm pretty simple. I'm, as far as fantasies that haven't happened that I'd like to break that kitchen table or that coffee table, because just, I don't know, being that caught up in the moment, really, really, just where you're breaking furniture just speaks to me. So, there's that. Do you prefer to be natural, clean-shaven, or do you have a specific pubic hairstyle? What do you prefer in a partner? I trim. Preferably, I would be going with Brazilian waxes, but at times, I don't have all the money to go and get them done, because they are fucking expensive. Especially, like, every month or so. So, right now, it's just trimming and hoping I win the lottery for unlimited waxing business. Number 4. What do you prefer in a partner? I'm also not picky. Not picky, however, does not mean I want the giant hair jungle of sweat, because that is the last thing I want. So basically, as long as a guy keeps it controlled, I'm usually a pretty happy camper. Now on number 4. If you're having some personal time and you're not in any rush, do you explore your various erogenous zones as a type of masturbation foreplay, or do you jump to the main event? If I'm not in any rush and the roommates aren't home, I will absolutely explore. I like the build-up. I like being teased. I will beg otherwise, but like I said, I will most definitely jump to said main event. Number 5. Would you go to a sex store with a friend of the opposite sex? If so, do you think their presence would affect any purchases you might make? This is an easy one because I have gone possessed with a friend of the opposite sex, and I've done it only once. And as far as purchases, no, I really don't think that it would affect any purchases I might make, because the friends I'm going to go to a sex store with, well, they already know I have no shame, so I'm just gonna own what I want and who I am, so yeah, it wouldn't affect any purchases whatsoever. Let's say you're at a convenience store and you recognize one of your favorite GWA heartthrobs by their voice, and you absolutely know for sure it's them, and they look exactly how you imagine them. What do you do? Internal freakouts, kids. That's what I do. I honestly don't know. This is one of those where I'm like, it would have to happen, because I honestly don't know if it would be a matter of me running away, because that's entirely possible, because I don't know. I figure myself, I kind of call myself a dorky, nerdy girl, so. I know that not every guy is into that, so. It would really be interesting to find out, but if it was just out of the blue, I think I would keep quiet and just marvel in awe. I know that's not very exciting, but my imagination would be going up million miles an hour, and then I would curse myself out for it just being my imagination. As for the last bit, I can't do that right now because I have roommates who are home. As far as reading the sonnet by Shakespeare, well, having an orgasm, but it will definitely be on my list of things to do tomorrow. I have that, and I also have the Edgar Allan Poe Challenge that I'm going to be doing, so look forward to those. If you've been listening the whole 17 or so minutes, thanks, because I didn't think anyone would, but hey, who knows? So, that's it for me. Thanks for listening. Bye.